Welcome to this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as we seek to make sense of the world in which we find ourselves today. Well, as we begin a new year, we understand that really, as Christians, God offers us a fresh start every day. However, sometimes we find ourselves, even as Christians, we find ourselves in a rut, and it takes something greater than a day to jolt us out of our rut. Sometimes it takes the dawn of a new year. We're here, wherever you are now, with a host of memories and experiences behind you, some good and some bad. Yet, all of those experiences and events in your life are past. They are gone, and they will never return. The Bible tells us time and again, through precept as well as example, that our focus as believers must be on the future, on the time that God has given us from this point forward. I want you to consider with me for a moment Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul writes to the believers in Philippi and to us today, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." Paul didn't think that he had arrived. He says, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Think about the Apostle Paul. He had accomplished so many good things for the Lord, yet he had also done so much harm to the body of Christ before he became a believer in Jesus Christ. Paul had a lot of history, good and bad, and yet he writes to the Philippian believers here that he hadn't arrived, but here's what he does. He forgets those things which are behind, and he presses forward. He reaches forth unto those things which are before. So Paul's exhortation to the church was to forget the past and really press forward in service for God with the time that God has given you from here on out. Job is another example of one who really went through a lot in life. If you were going to consider back in Job chapter 1, this man of God, in verses 6 through 12 of Job chapter 1, remember Job lost his entire family. Job lost all of his cattle, that is, he lost all of his possessions and those things that were so valuable. He lost his servants. He lost his health at one point. And finally, he lost the support of his wife, who told him to curse God and die. He was then falsely accused and judged by his quote-unquote friends. And when we consider all the trials and the difficulties that Job endured, we may think it impossible for him to ever get another chance at life again. Yet at a point in time, Job got a fresh start. And that's what I want us to consider in our podcast today, Job's fresh start. And I want us to consider from Job chapter 42, the very last chapter of the book of Job, and the life of Job in general, I want us to consider what is involved in a fresh start, because we are on the precipice of a new year here in 2018. It may be the year that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes and returns for us. What a blessing that would be, but it may not. We may be called upon to continue living through 2018. And if so, maybe you need a fresh start. What is involved in a fresh start? I want to consider that through the life of Job, Lord willing, in this podcast and in the next. First of all, we find in Job chapter 42, in the first two verses, we read, "Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee." What is involved in a fresh start? We see in chapter 42 of Job the beginning, the point in time of Job's fresh start. First, we see what Job knows. And that is, he reverences the person and the work of God. Job chapter 42, verses 1 and 2. This is the first thing we have to understand for a fresh start. We have to know who God is and reverence the person and work of God. Notice what Job recognizes here. First, he recognizes the omnipotence of God. Job says in verse 2, "Thou canst do everything." Job understood and knew, as we're going to see, God is the one who allowed Job to suffer. And yet God is also the one who can give this godly man a fresh start, a new start. God can do everything. God can do anything. Job also recognizes God's omniscience. You see that in the latter part of verse 2? No thought can be withholden from thee. There is nothing that God does not know. And we need to understand as Christians today that change in the life, change in our life begins with a better understanding and knowledge of who God is. The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the starting point. If you're at a point in your life where you need a fresh start in 2018, maybe there have been many difficulties behind you in the years past, or maybe even many victories, and yet you've wandered away from the fellowship with the Lord that you once enjoyed so closely with him. Number one, reverence, like Job, the person and work of God. Get to know who God is better. This is what Job knows. He is acknowledging the fact that God, you are omnipotent. God, you are omniscient. Number two, notice what Job admits in verse 3 as he begins this new start. In verse 3, we read, "Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not." What is Job doing here? Not only does he know the person and work of God and reverences the person and work of God, but the second thing we find here is that Job recognizes the finiteness of man. This is what Job admits. The finiteness of man. He and his friends, who he actually described as miserable comforters and physicians of no value, he and his quote-unquote friends spoke too quickly at times, and Job recognizes this when he says to the Lord in verse 3, "Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not." This is what Job admits. He admits the finiteness of man, that he and his friends spoke too quickly. We look back at Job chapter 38 and verse 2. The Lord answers Job and says, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?" And then Job comes to the point here and before his new start and his fresh start, and he recognizes, "Yes, Lord, I myself and my friends spoke too quickly." They thought they had everything figured out as to why all of the horrible things that happened to Job, why they happened to him. Just as we oftentimes think we have everything figured out. Well, I know why this happened, or I understand this or that. Speaking too quickly. But here's the problem. Job, and specifically his friends, failed to understand the situation in which Job found himself from God's perspective. They were trying to figure it out on their own and analyze the situation and come up with some kind of reason why Job lost everything he had, including his health. But they were failing to understand the situation from God's perspective, and Job is admitting this. He's recognizing the finiteness of man. Job recognizes God is infinite, and he and his friends are finite, and his thoughts and ways are not God's thoughts and are not God's ways. We have to understand this from a human perspective. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. We read this both in the Old and the New Testament. But so often we feel as though we can figure it all out on our own from our own perspective. But we need, if we are going to get a fresh start, we need to recognize the finiteness of man. That's what Job admits. We need to understand that if we are to change, we need to get to know our God better, and we need to get to know our own selves better. Over in the New Testament, Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 23 says that we are to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Renewed in the spirit of our mind. How important is this? That we put off concerning the former conversation, the former lifestyle, our manner of living, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And we do this by being renewed in the spirit of our mind. We get to understand God better and understand our own selves better, that we are finite, sinful human beings. Reverence the person and work of God. This is what Job knows, and he admits, God, you are omnipotent, you are omniscient. He then recognizes the finiteness of man. This is what Job admits in verse 3. He and his friends, they spoke too quickly. And may I say, particularly his friends. I think Job is very humble here in lumping himself together with them. Job wasn't perfect, but at the same time, I think his friends were much more detrimental to Job's well-being than Job was himself. Job recognized the finiteness of man. That's what he admits. He and his friends spoke too quickly, and his ways and thoughts are not God's ways and thoughts, because God's ways and thoughts are higher than ours. God knows the end from the beginning and everything in between, whereas we just know a little brief window from our own perspective of what's going on around us. Well, we are coming to the end of our time. Lord willing, next week, next podcast, we will consider part two of A Fresh Start for the Glory of God. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in, and we are so thankful for your fellowship and for your partnership in the work of the Lord. May God continue to bless you.